This is Yarkofin here on AboveTopSecret.com responding to Jeremiah 25's podcast, When I Was a Believer. Skeptic, believer, skeptic. I can't really decide what I am. For me, it really varies issue to issue, and there's a whole bunch of things in between that I can't really make up my mind about. I can say, though, that at one point I too was that naive little kid who would believe just about anything you told them. For me, it started when I found a book about UFOs in my public school library, and about the same time they came out with a space channel on cable, which carried a variety of paranormal topic shows. Now, this was before I had the internet, so I had no way of really verifying any of this. I had to take it at face value for the most part. It was back in the days of, like, Windows 3.1 and 28.8K modems. So most of my info came from biased TV shows and books. Probably not the best way to go, but, that's the crude resources that were available at the time. For me, it was all about ghosts, aliens, and to a lesser degree, predictions and prophecy and a small amount of sort of psychic phenomenon. I first saw the light of skepticism when crop circles began being exposed as hoaxes. Well, some of them anyways. And it sort of opened me to the idea that not everything has to have just one theory, can have a lot of logical alternative explanations. So I began experimenting and deeply thinking about a lot of these different topics. And along the way, I picked up a lot of other new things to investigate. But it was still a pretty slow and painful process. Then one day I got the internet and it was like the world was blown open. I could see everybody's opinion and see every single side of every issue. Soon I was meeting a lot of like-minded people, both skeptics and believers, and basically anybody open to any of these topics we talk about here on AboveTopSecret.com. And a lot of my conclusions just basically came from listening to people and hearing their side of the story. And slowly I began to think more logically and analytically, and I started to form my own beliefs and knowledge. So what are my beliefs these days? Well, they're still constantly changing, but as of right now, aliens. Sort of in the middle on this issue. Well, like, extraterrestrial life, I'm pretty sure that there has to be something out there, but in regards to greys and UFOs, my stance is basically, I think it's possible, but if they're out there, I wish they would please stay the hell away from me, because they scare the crap out of me. If I saw an alien, I would probably either immediately have a heart attack or immediately develop some sort of mental disorder and go completely nuts. So if there's aliens out there, that's cool. Just show up in some public place in the middle of the day and don't show up to me when I'm alone and scare the crap out of me, because I'll most likely flip out and die. Ghosts, pretty much the same stance. If I saw one, I would probably die. As you can see, I'm not the bravest person. I don't really believe in ghosts as much as aliens, per se. I would say, on a scale of believability, 1 to 10, aliens are probably about a 7, and ghosts are probably about a 4 or a 5. Just because I think poltergeists can be explained as telekinesis, psychokinesis. And, like, just somebody's energy recorded into an area, not an actual spirit haunting a place. But that's just my belief. What else is there? Bigfoot. Kind of giving this one the benefit of the doubt. I think if it is out there, it's just a creature. It's not, like, an alien or something hiding in the woods. So if it's just an elusive animal, I think we'll eventually find it if it exists. But I think it's kind of running out of time because we are sort of destroying the entire world slowly, and there won't be any forests left for it to hide in. So if we find it, it will probably be in the next 10 years or so. Whereas the Loch Ness Monster, I believe it's possible, but I'm not giving it the benefit of the doubt. I'm just going to assume it doesn't exist until somebody proves it. New World Order / Reptilians, I'm not too sure about this one. I do believe the government is hiding at least something, but I don't know what it is exactly. And I doubt that it's as extreme as people are making it out to be. I think remote viewing and astral projection are probably quite possible. Psychic powers to a lesser extent, because I haven't actually experienced them myself, but I've seen them happen. I've witnessed some pretty crazy stuff in that regard. Lucid dreaming, yeah, sure, why not. Orbs are probably about 99% fake. Crop circles are probably about 99% fake. Predictions. I'm just sort of sitting on the fence on those and waiting for them to either pass and be successful and true, or fail miserably and be total fakes. After the 2012 predictions. I've decided that after that date, if nothing comes to be, that I'll just stop believing in predictions entirely and give up on them. What else is there? Well, I'm probably forgetting a lot of stuff, but that's my main views. Good to hear from you guys. It's always interesting to hear how people come to their current set of beliefs. I think it's interesting how the more experience we get, the less we'll just be willing to take blindly without looking into it or anything. Not necessarily becoming more skeptical, but just gaining a broader view and trying to piece everything together into one big picture. I mean, we never stop learning. I've been researching all of this stuff for so many years now, and my beliefs and stuff are still changing on quite a regular basis. So I encourage everyone to just keep an open mind, but not to the point of being ignorant. And hopefully one day we will get some proof in the areas of some of these shadier topics that will bring them into more of a mainstream light. And this has been Yarkofin here on AboveTopSecret.com, and I'm going to bed. Good night.